imprinted by the foot of man. This expedition has been the favorite dream of my early years. I have read with ardor the accounts of the various voyages which have been made in the prospect of arriving at the North Pacific Ocean through the seas which surround the pole. 6 years have passed since I resolved on my present undertaking. Dear Margaret, do I not deserve to accomplish some great purpose? My life might have been passed in ease and luxury, but I preferred glory to every enticement that wealth placed in my path. Oh, that some encouraging voice would answer in the affirmative. My resolution is firm, but my spirits are often depressed. I shall depart for Archangel in a fortnight, and my intention is to hire a ship there and to engage as many sailors as I think necessary among those who are accustomed to the whale fishing. I do not intend to sail until the month of June. If I succeed, many, many months, perhaps years, will pass before you and I may meet. If I fail, you will see me again soon, or never. Your affectionate brother, R. Walton. Archangel, March the 28th. How slowly the time passes here, encompassed as I am by frost and snow. I have hired a vessel, and am occupied in collecting my sailors. Those whom I have already engaged appear to be men on whom I can depend. But I have one want which I have never yet been able to satisfy. I have no friend, Margaret. You may deem me romantic, my dear sister, but I bitterly feel the want of a friend. I have no one near me possessed of a cultivated as well as of a capricious mind, whose tastes are like my own, to approve or amend my plans. Well, these are useless complaints. I shall certainly find no friend on the wide ocean, nor even here in Archangel among merchants and seamen. Yet my lieutenant is a man of wonderful courage and enterprise. He is an Englishman, and retains some of the noblest endowments of humanity. The master is a person of an excellent disposition, and is remarkable in the ship for his gentleness and the mildness of his discipline. It is impossible to communicate to you the trembling sensation with which I am preparing to depart. I am going to unexplored regions, to the land of mist and snow. There is something at work in my soul which I do not understand. There is a love for the marvelous which hurries me out of the common pathways of men, even to the wild sea and unvisited regions I am about to explore. Continue for the present to write to me by every opportunity. I may receive your letters on some occasions when I need them most to support my spirits. Remember me with affection, should you never hear from me again. Your affectionate brother, Robert Walton. August the 5th. So strange an accident has happened to us that I cannot forbear recording it. Last Monday, we were nearly surrounded by ice, which closed in the ship on all sides. Our situation was somewhat dangerous, especially as we were compassed round by a very thick fog. We accordingly lay to, hoping that some change would take place in the atmosphere and weather. About 2 o'clock, the mist cleared away, and we beheld vast and irregular plains of ice, which seemed to have no end. Some of my comrades groaned, and my own mind began to grow watchful with anxious thoughts, when a strange sight suddenly attracted our attention. We perceived a sledge, drawn by dogs, pass on towards the north at the distance of half a mile. A being, which had the shape of a man, but apparently of gigantic stature, sat in the sledge and guided the dogs. We watched the rapid progress of the traveller with our telescopes until he was lost among the distant inequalities of the ice. About 2 hours after this occurrence, we heard the ground sea, and before night the ice broke and freed our ship. We, however, lay to until the morning, fearing to encounter in the dark those loose masses which float about after the breaking up of the ice. In the morning, I went upon deck and found all the sailors apparently talking to someone in the sea. It was, in fact, a sledge like that we had seen before, which had drifted towards us in the night on a fragment of ice. Only one dog remained alive, but there was a human being within it. He was not as the other traveller seemed to be.